another shade of good morning to you. That's right. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. The table has turned. It's now Table Talk, and my name is Wemimo Adewuni. Welcome to the show. We had 2 weeks ago quite a conversation on Table Talk, speaking with I'm laughing just remembering. We had a conversation about why there are so many single ladies, since there are more men than women in Nigeria, according to statistics. Some of you still don't believe. You argued yourselves out, but the statistics is the statistics. Today on the show, and that will be for 2 weeks or so, today and next week, I would like to speak with baby mamas. This is a parlance, a Nigerian parlance, for women, young or older, who have children for men that they are not married to, in many cases to whom they do not intend to get married, in some other cases to whom they hope to get married, but it never happens. So some of them are single mothers by choice, but some, circumstantial. So again, this is a class of women that, we hush about. But that's not happening. This is Table Talk. We break the tables. Let's break this table today. We talk about everything possible on the show, especially if they affect women. So that's the show this morning. Get set on your mark, set. Let's go. The show is in two parts, as you well know. The first part is the appetizer, and that's when I tell you a bit about what my weekend has been about. And then we have the main dish. I already gave you a taster of the main dish. If you're ready for the show, I am. Let's go.
Here's the appetizer on Table Talk.
The appetizer. Number one, someone drags me to do MC for a wedding on Saturday. I had to do it because she's dear to my heart, but I don't do that anymore. But it was fun. I've not done that in years. I've moved away from that, but it was much fun. More importantly, I also spent the weekend planning for you a hangout on the 19th of December. If you miss it, don't complain later on, because I'm talking about it right now. It's a paid hangout. It's at a highbrow restaurant. Yes, so it's a black tie event. If you like, you have to dress up to come. Yeah, so it's a paid event. 20,000 naira includes a 3-course buffet. You have a buffet, you pick whatever you want. It includes also souvenirs, and we're having 2 sessions of speaking. We're having number one, a financial expert will be telling you about planning for your finances for 2022, and secondly, we're going to have a sex expert, a sex therapist, also talk to you. I won't tell you about what, but you would know if you follow me on social media at Wemimo Sport. So once I leave the studio this morning, I've already made it open for those of you who follow the Pro Version Man community on Facebook. I set it open for you on Saturday, I believe. It's going live to the public today. So follow me on social media at Wemimo Sport. I have just about 40 seats because I don't want it to be too many. But I'm looking at options at the best. I have about 4 options of restaurant right now. I'm going to pick only the best for you, and it's going to be fabulous. December 19th, 20,000 naira. Hit me up on social media. I'll put up the link shortly for payment and everything. If you don't pay and it's all gone, it's not my fault. It's not on me. I'd love to see you. It's open to men and women, everybody. Yes, you can come and have a nice time. You've worked hard this year. You should relax, Abby, and be taken care of. All right, now let's go on to the main dish on Table Talk.
Now to the main dish on Table Talk. Table Talk.
All right, the dish is set. This is Table Talk. Welcome to the table. You've had the appetizer. We're having a 2-course meal and a 3-course meal. So this is it. So today I'm speaking to baby mamas in Nigeria. That is a parlance. It's a Nigerian parlance to describe women who have children for men that they are not married to. Okay? Today's for the women. Next week is for the men. Well, let's sample. Yeah, you're calling. I'm coming. So the line is 0700-993-993-993. Female callers is 01-4657-190. We're live on Facebook and YouTube right now, so you can watch and also leave me your thoughts and your comment there. All right, the show is live. Let's talk. Good morning. No way. Let's see. Sorry about that. Please try again if you can. Hello?
Yeah, well, hello.
Good morning.
Mr. Frank from Ojo Alama.
Welcome to the show. You're not a baby mama now, are you?
Wait, now.
Oh, yeah, now.
I want to ask you a question.
Ask me.
Two small questions. Why is it that, like for a long time now, we've been saying women in leadership, women in business, women in the house, women. Then now, why are you going, why do you decide to host your party in December 19th? And everybody's going to pay 20,000 men. Now you are involving the men. Why?
That's no. Actually, the event was for men.
Yes, I'm not gonna ask you before you cut me.
I should not answer you. Okay, go ahead.
If I finish, you answer me.
Oh, all right.
That's
okay,
one.
Sir.
Number two, as you used to see phone lines, say it's only for the women. Why not restrict it? I said that this show is only for the women. Let me know how many women that will call you.
Okay.
Then the last one.
You said two questions, oh. Kilo Shele now.
Are you afraid of my question? Wait now.
You know I'm ever ready for you.
Wait.
Quick.
Let me give you my thoughts for a few seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Why there are so many baby mamas is because there are so many women out there and they want to get married. So once they have anybody at hand, they will just go and tie the person with pregnancy. And we the men now have opened their eyes. They don't marry whom they don't like. That is why there is too many baby mamas out there. They should be respectful and do the right thing. They will get married.
You're funny. All right, number one, the hangout, the profession hangout was meant for men alone. Again, if you're on the profession man, and I don't know why you're not here, if you're a man on Facebook, it's profession man. The men there said they want women to come. It was meant to be a hangout for only men, okay? Because I realize that a lot of men work hard throughout the year. I did a sample. Some of them don't even buy themselves shirts regularly. And I wanted them to be somewhere and just relax. But they said they want women. So I threw it open to everybody. And you still don't like it. There's nothing they can do that you will never be satisfied. All right. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, ma.
Morning, sir.
Comrade Koboko.
And why are you calling the female line now? Oh, yeah. Try again. No. No need to call me. You have four lines to yourself. Hello? Sorry about that. Please try again. You have 1, 2, 3, 4 lines to yourself. Don't call the female line. Okay? The female line is 0146571190. And for the ladies, if you want to call, you can stay anonymous if you like. You don't have to tell me your name, all right? Good morning.
Mother Wenimo.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
In fact, I'm here with you. But I don't want to miss your show.
Thank you.
If I miss your show, it depends on me too much.
Thank you.
My name remains as we can call from a little shady.
Okay.
This program that is still on 19th of December, if I should come to that show, which type of benefit will I be able to have in that show?
I've talked about it already. Go and ask me the rest on social media, not here.
Okay.
I've told you already.
If you want to, I will also contact you.
Contact me and talk to me on social media. That's
okay.
Right.
Coming to the baby mama issue, sometimes some of these our ladies, if they find husband, they could not be able to see the husband, they can be able to find one way or another to tie the man down, so the man can do one thing or two things, and they will...
This tying down of a thing is the part I don't understand. How does someone tie you down with pregnancy? You didn't know the lady was going to get pregnant when you were laying with her.
Most of the women, that is what they want.
Okay, thank you. It takes two people to make a pregnancy, right? Hello?
Hello.
Good morning.
Gabriel Koboko.
Uh-huh. Now you're welcome.
Thank you. Concerning what you are saying, I support you. If everything you are saying concerning the event that is coming for December, I support it. See, there are some baby mamas that they got pregnancy by mistake. I know about two in my street. And the majority of them are trying to compete with the man. This feminist feminism. They want to compete with us, but it cannot work because As per se, a woman can never relate up. They can never compete with a man in life. But like, sometimes do what they are doing, you know.
Oh my God. Please put off your radio.
Hello?
Is your radio off?
Yes, it's off.
Welcome
good
to
morning.
The show. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
I can hear you. Good morning. My cheeks are filled with laughter. That's fine. That's
Hello?
Fine. Welcome. I can hear you. Go ahead.
For me, ladies that end up maybe unfortunately becomes a baby mama. Gone are those days when you say you want to tie one man down with one pregnancy. Like somebody called, he said, after the pregnancy, the guy now probably changed his mind to okay, he's the person I like, something like that. It's one of those things.
Mm.
Secondly, we have ladies who really are not keen about getting married and all they want is just have a child, and then they are okay with that.
Mm.
But at the same time, again, I want to say to ladies, don't be quick to say, okay, I want to get pregnant. Or maybe the guy says, until you get pregnant, you will not get married.
Mm.
Then that person is not ready. But by the time you put yourself through those kind of stuff, somebody is telling you, I want you to get pregnant. And after getting pregnant, he's changing his mind.
Mm.
That's where you start seeing things like baby mama.
Mm.
Apart from the fact that it might be someone's choice to say, okay, I want to have a baby.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Every shot by error. Okay? And like you said, the men sleeping with these people don't know that there's a limit for them to get pregnant.
I tire.
And then later they start saying baby mama.
Thank you
it,
very
it,
much.
It's so unfortunate, but maybe should be careful. That's
what I think. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate your thought. Good morning. Welcome to Table Talk. Hello.
Yeah, well, good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, sir.
Please, oh, for me, oh, this is my own opinion. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
This is a baby mama product. We're on our market. We are Africans now. We are Nigerians.
Mm.
Please, make una not promote this thing. If Oyibo people they do, it's not the everything way they do with the copyright. Even in baby mama, when you are settled down, you have your husband, your children, then one woman will be out there. You'll be proud to beat her chest. I'm a baby mama.
But you, no, you do you do you?
Not promote not everything I'm going to sell to the people now.
No,
please.
Okay, let me respond to you offline. This is not promoting it. It is our reality. And you're going to either take it or leave it. It is our reality. We have a lot of women who have babies, who have no husband, either by choice or by circumstances. And again, it takes two people to make a baby. It takes a man and a woman. So, hello. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Please speak into your phone. I can barely hear you.
Yeah, this is Ike calling from
Google. You need to speak into your phone. Okay. Go ahead.
This is Ike calling from Voice.
Okay.
Please, there are something that you said in your program this morning about the disabled something. I myself am not seeing. I'm disabled, so I have not even.
No, we're done talking about that. I'm done with that conversation. No. I'm done with that. I've been done with that one since. Hello. Oh, my goodness. Sorry about that. Please try again. I'm done with that conversation. Okay, we're on to something else now. Hello. Good morning. Oh, hello.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Noto. Noto.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Yeah. Well, it's not an easy thing, you know. Baby mama. Everybody wants baby mama now. Who no want baby mama? Yeah? What's the baby mama accept now so that you want baby mama? You want to have a child. You want to have a baby now. You give her now. What you are? Not to give her a baby. What he says is true. Before someone can have a pregnancy with you, it's not by force now.
Mm-hmm.
I think you proceed one place I discussed before going to that now.
Yeah.
So it's
it takes
when
two.
When we get one, give me, I need one.
Are you not married?
I told you last time. I told you last time that I lost my wife now.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So you are looking for a baby mama now?
I'm looking for a baby mama.
Not a wife.
Huh?
Not a wife.
Wife, okay. I'm not married now. I want the one we're going to, you know now. My baby mama now.
And but you will take care of her and the children, right?
Yes. Oh, that one is sure now.
Okay now.
That
yeah.
One is sure.
Oh, yeah now. No, hello. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
This is Madam Mishi.
Welcome.
This is baby mama thing. You know, the word is there's what is called evolution. You cannot do such a thing during our time. carry belle. So for who? Who give you? Then you take it as a pride. It is not easy to take care of a child, not to talk of children. Because I look at it like as if the person is a widow like me, taking care of children. Haba.
Sometimes,
why don't you settle down?
Sometimes the man
that made you born that human being to be part of.
Yeah, sometimes the man is part of, I mean, raising the child. Sometimes he's involved. They just don't get married.
I'm a social media person, though. My man read everything. You see some of them crying. He does not give me money. He will do this. They will take me. I will take them to court. Nonsense.
Thank you very much. Let me talk with Moses. He's been on the line for a while. It's the first time caller. Moses, hello.
Yeah, this is Moses.
Thanks for calling. Welcome.
First, I disagree totally with your statistics.
Which of the statistics?
Statistics? I go with what happens in the Zanga. I see. I go with what I see and what I know.
Okay.
Not what somebody wants me to believe.
Okay. So which statistics do you have an issue with right now?
Women are more than men anywhere in the world. Majority of the places.
Okay.
As for baby mama,
both
the men and the women, the truth is that when people start doing things they are not supposed to do, anything that comes out of it, they should learn to take the responsibility.
That's right.
Nothing is private about the people of today. They call their body, they say they have a place called private part. But where 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people have seen, what is private about it? Many people are public toilet, but they just don't know it.
Thank you very much. Anonymous is here. Oh gosh, I'm so sorry. Please try to call me again if you can, okay? And it's all right for you to stay anonymous if you want to share with us. If you're, you know, a baby mama, like it's a popular parlance right now. Hello? Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning to you.
Hello?
I can hear you. Good morning.
Yeah, this is Adiola calling from Ilukweju.
You're welcome, Adiola.
Yeah, so the thing is that yesterday I was actually talking with my cousin about this same issue about single mothers. And what I really feel is that, you know, this is not only happening in Nigeria. It's happening across Africa. It's happening in America. And what you notice is that, you know, in the black communities, you have a lot of people that are baby mamas and a lot of marriages that are breaking. So I just want to say that, you know, I feel like what I said yesterday was that, you know, I feel like black families are under attack when it comes to black families are really breaking up right now.
Yeah.
And African families generally. And I think it's a real big problem. It's not about saying, oh, it's the guys that are the problem, the girls are the problem. But there are so many issues and variables that are around this particular issue.
Yeah.
That I just noticed that a lot of people are not getting married like they used to.
Yeah.
A lot of marriages are breaking up, and a lot of women are ending up having to raise children
by themselves.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, sorry?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Hello? Okay. Your network did you in. Abioye is here from Yaba. Hello, Abioye.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. So, I'm not a single mother, but I think there are a number of reasons why people decide to become single mothers. I think at a particular age, when your quote-unquote, your biological clock is ticking, your family members and your friends will actually advise you to go have a child. Number two, some of the men are not responsible. So if you're a woman, whether young or old, and you want a child, you find somebody and have a child. I mean, back in the day, when you get pregnant, a man will marry you. But these days, it's not like that anymore.
Yeah.
And really, it's not anybody's business what I decide to do with my life. So if I decide I want a child, it's not your business. Let me do what I'm comfortable with and let it be.
Right.
Thank you.
That's it. Simply put. Thank you, Abioye. Larry's here from Ikeja. Hello, Larry.
Yes, I'm on.
Good morning.
Okay. Good morning. I want to make a contribution to the issue of the baby mama.
Yes, please go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. You see, there is something that is happening now that has not happened before. Way back, you know, our fathers then, it is the number of women that you marry that they used to gauge you as being successful.
Yes.
Or being a rich man.
Yes, or your strength. Yeah.
They used to, we women, it was accepted for you to have about 4 or 5 wives.
Yeah.
Then every one of us, we relate to a father.
Yeah.
We have a sense of belonging. For my, for me, for instance, my father had 24 of us.
What?
And we are even up to today, we are together.
24?
See, you understand? Yes, 24 of us from 5 women. And we are all together. You see, but when we now decided that it has to be one man, one wife, which is what we are all practicing now, there is possibility, it is circumstantial that there will be shortfall somewhere.
But statistics shows us that there are more men in Nigeria than there are women. That's where this conversation all started from.
Well, how successful are they? How ready are they to have wives or to be responsible enough to have a wife and do all that is necessary to bring up a child? We know that we do it together now. Men don't do it alone anymore.
Yeah.
When we talk about school fees, anything, name it, we do it together now. It is no longer a men's issue.
Yeah.
So if people want to marry, and we have men that can take more than one wife and can maintain it, I don't see anything that is wrong, because I want to marry and I don't want to be anybody's baby mama. I can be a second wife, but don't subscribe to the issue of somebody being a baby mama.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry, but I need to go on a break. She says she can be a second wife, but not a baby mama. Don't go away. Our conversation on Table Talk today is a show for women and the men in their lives. You're welcome to the show. We're live on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Baby mama, quite a balance. You don't like it. It's not comfortable. You're not comfortable with that term. You don't like it, but it is our reality. We have quite a number of women in Nigeria who are either by choice or by circumstances baby mamas or single mothers, you know. And it's a parlance, a Nigerian parlance, that describes a mother who is not married to her child's father, and in many instances, who is not even in a current relationship with him anymore. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, it's 01-4657-190. I'll also read comments from YouTube and Facebook shortly. Nigeria Info 99.3. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Welcome. Do you want to tell me your name?
Yeah, my name is Faderera.
All right, Faderera, thanks for calling me. Are you a baby mama?
Yes, I am.
All right. How old is your child?
3+.
Okay. Do you want to tell me your story? Why did you choose? Did you choose this, or what happened?
Well, I was drugged and raped.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Do you know who did this?
Yeah, I know.
So what did you do about it?
Well, I wanted to abort it at the moment, but I was so scared of abortion, so I decided to keep it.
So how are you doing? Is he involved with the child? Did you sue him? Did you take him to the police? What did you do?
I later tried to report, but they asked for evidence, which I didn't even have.
Oh.
So my parents just said I should just overlook it and move on. Life continues.
Oh my goodness. So where's the man right now? Do you know where he is? Does he know he has a child?
Yeah, he knows. You know, when everything happened, I went to him. He came begging his story, even his family.
Oh.
Then at the beginning, during the pregnancy, he actually tried though, coming once in a while to check up on me and all. But along the line, he started asking that only if I want him to take care of the baby, he has to marry me. Only if I allow him to marry me before he can be responsible for the baby. And I'm like, are you okay with that which happened? How do you even expect me liking you, not even talk of love, the marriage? So ever since then, it stopped coming.
Oh, man.
That even sometimes when we are arguing about something, the child's welfare or whatever, and you just be like, don't worry now. Like, the time you made a statement, you know, during an argument, you know, was so angry. And it was like, don't worry, Nashi, because when you give birth, you take this boy to school, and I will take him from his school. You never see him again. I'll take him to my village. Like, with the reason I've gone through, he still has the guts to even...
To threaten him. Oh, my goodness.
So now, even if I take him to school, like, I'm always praying, God, please, just let this boy come back home safely, because I don't even have rest of mind.
You have to give them a standing instruction at the school that nobody picks him except you. That's it. You have to give them a stern instruction. I'm so sorry about what you went through. I hope you're coping well right now. It's a bad place to be in. I'm awfully sorry. Thank you for sharing your story with me.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Kunle is on the line from Ikeja. Hello, Kunle. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Thanks for holding on. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I think I'm going to go in line with what one of the callers said during the show, that I believe the African community, the marriages in African communities under attack. And I would say that it's not just the African community. It is the marriage institution itself.
Hmm.
It's really under attack.
Yeah.
Because once something is has deviated from the norm, then things like this will begin to see.
Hmm.
Then on the issue of baby mamas, there's been single mothers and ladies or girls getting pregnant before marriage, right from when we were young, when things were a little bit thinner. It's just that in recent time, we just gave this nomenclature to it.
Yeah.
While we were in school, people get pregnant. Our classmates, you know.
Yeah.
Our sisters, our aunties get pregnant outside wedlock. But in recent time, people have begun to celebrate abnormalities. And we glorify things that are not normal. And we tend to give it a name that will... probably give it a better look from what it should be. So baby mama issues comes from different, there are different variables, like the one of the callers said, like some are circumstances, like the caller that called last, but in recent times, the fear with this baby mama issue is that people are now glorifying it. I have a lot of friends at workplace who just want to get pregnant and have baby. But they will even say that, in fact, they would rather go to Iran, just like from the movie. I really don't know what is going on.
Yeah, so like you said, I get you. Like you said, it's a lot of fear. I think most of these things stem from, for those who do this optionally and by choice, it's mostly because they are afraid of marriage and the things that they've heard and seen happen in marriages. Thank you for calling. It's over 2 minutes. I need to let you go so I can talk to other people. But personally, I think that the term baby mama, I said personally, I think it's a derogatory term. You want to know why? Yeah, because a woman who has had a child is given a label. When I started, I said it takes two people to make a baby. We don't have baby dadas now, do we? Or baby fathers, or baby papas, do we? Do we call them baby papas? Why is there a label? Oh, now she's a baby mama. Oh, she's a single mother. Do we tag them single fathers? Also, the men who got these women to have these children? It takes two. It takes two people. Why is there a label on the female and there's no label on the male who caused that woman to be so? That's what I think. Hello?
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, morning.
Welcome.
Yeah, this is everybody line.
Yes, go ahead, please.
What I would advise the single girls or women to do is that they be hardworking, all right. They should have good hard work. And then the children be kept under a daycare that is well supervised. Then when they come back from work, they go and collect the child, or they have the permanent one, they leave them. All weekend, they collect them so that they will have access to their own life.
Time to do other things.
As regards to Baba, there are so many young boys with children. Men don't keep children because they don't cook. So it is baby mama in the sense that mama cook.
Yeah.
So the children, even when there is divorce, the children should to follow their mother. Because of the cooking, they want to eat.
Yeah.
They want to see their body be supervised. Their mother will, have you taken your bath? Have you done the body? Men do not have time for that. They're always on the outside.
All right. Thank you very much. I would love to hear if there's a man here who by yourself, you nurture a baby from scratch by yourself. You're a single, you're what we can call a baby dada or baby papa. But someone is telling me on YouTube, Olatunji Abiono, that there is a difference between a single mama and a baby mama. He thinks that a single mama did not choose to be a single parent, but because of circumstances like death, bad marriage, or irresponsible fathers. But he also thinks that most of these young girls that willingly become baby mamas do it for financial reasons so as to escape family responsibility and also the freedom to become that comes with being single, that is promiscuity. Are you for real now? The men that got them pregnant, I mean, some of the men who also don't want to have wives, they don't want to get married, they want a woman to just have a baby for them. Is this also because they want to be promiscuous? Come on. You know, the thing is, we're easy to put a label on women. We're so quick to do it. Zephaniah Anayo on Twitter, on YouTube rather, says, it is so sad that the women are labeled because they carry the evidence of pregnancy. The guy who rapes or impregnates a lady and walks around is free and is not termed a baby dada. Right? We don't have baby daddas. We don't label them. It's not wrong that a man has impregnated a woman, but it's a label that a woman has a child, but she has no husband. It's bad, but it's not bad. I mean, it takes two people to make a baby. I'm going to keep saying that throughout this show. Hello, good morning. Oh, so sorry. You can try again if you can. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, what's your name?
My name is Mr. Kessler.
All right, please go ahead.
I want to contribute.
Yes, please go ahead. Go ahead.
Before I got married,
yeah,
I wanted to marry a girl, and fortunately, the girl got pregnant and decided to go.
Okay.
I trained that child to the age of 12, 13 years before I got married.
Oh, wow.
I was living with the boy. Even though my parents was trying to get married and try to do this, I was taking up myself, living with the boy.
You mean the baby? The baby was with you.
I delayed my work. I lost some job. I don't know how I'm going to go to work and leave the boy at the house without anybody. I took it on myself, trained the boy even before I got married. Even he quarreled me and my wife because I refused to tell my wife this is my son. Because she doesn't even want to hear you have a child outside.
So let me understand. From what age did you start raising this child yourself?
From three months.
3 months?
Yeah, 3 months.
No, wait. Do you mean 3 months or 3 years?
3 months. So, not 3 years. 3 months.
So what did you do about you started him on baby milk, right?
Yeah, I have to be buying milk. Even one of my friends said, employ somebody. I said, no. The girl I'm going to employ now will want me to marry her too.
Mm.
But I'm not ready for that because I'm under pressure.
Mm.
So I don't want to get any involved. Even though now that I'm married, the boy is not staying with me because of the pressure of the wife. I have to take
my cousin's brother's.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I have to take the boy to my cousin's brother's place. He's now going to school there. I'm paying everything.
Hmm.
I'm also a single father.
Yeah.
A lot of people are passing through this, but
yeah.
How will you know? They're not going to tell you because it's a very big shame that a lady born for you and left the baby for you and go on her own way, and you are trying to put together, train your child on your own.
Hmm. Thank you. It takes also a lot of God to share, and I thank you very much.
Let me say something
yes,
to
please.
You.
Yes,
a single mother, most ladies bring it upon themselves because if you are a wed friend, you will know before having sex with a man, you have to get married first.
But the man called before the man had a sex with the woman. Didn't he know they were not married? It takes two. I wouldn't put the blame of that activity on one person. It takes two. They both knew they were not married, right?
Yeah.
And they
well,
both
I'm
knew.
Not married. I'm not married, but we are planning to marry.
Exactly
but
the point. It's the same
it
thing.
On herself that
I don't want to be, I don't want to come and my breast will fall. This, because she told me that
oh my goodness.
If I begin to give this baby breast, my breast will fall. I will not look like as I am before. This.
Okay. But thank you very much for sharing your story with me. I totally appreciate it. Thank you. Chiwendu has been on the line for a while. Hello. Is he or she still there? Hello. Okay. I do not think so. Hello.
Hello, and good morning.
Good morning.
People, ladies become baby mamas under diverse circumstances, just like the lady that called the other time. And I don't think we should label them or stigmatize them. These days, like it has rightly been said, a lot of ladies see some men as not being serious. They have specifications, either realistic ones or unrealistic ones. And I've come across young ladies too who have said rather than get married, they prefer to have children. Times have changed. The climes have changed.
Yeah.
And I don't think it is their life. It is their life, and I don't think one should stigmatize them for whatever choices they decide to make.
Thank you very
much. But I know when we were growing up, it was unheard of. It is our children that are doing it now. We can't kill them. We can't cut off their heads.
Yeah.
And they must have a reason.
And I think the reason is because they did not like what they saw in marriages. I think that's
exactly
the reason.
That's part of the reason.
They didn't like what they
saw.
That's
part of the reason.
Yeah.
Look at the lady that was raped. And the parents, I would even advise that lady to go to the courts. That guy has to be bound. That guy has to be to get a restraining order. Because there's fire on the mountain for her. You raped somebody, her parents were kind to you, and you are now threatening. Kujo. She should go to the court. She should seek redress in the court and let them call the guy to order.
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate your thought. Leia is on the line from Ikeja. First time caller. Thanks for holding on, Leia. Are you there?
I'm here, Wemimo. Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Leia. I'm calling from Ikeja. First time caller.
Good to have you here.
Yeah, concerning baby mama, that we don't used to have a lot of baby dadas or baby papa.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I have an experience. And it happens to me directly.
Tell me about it.
I'll just make it brief. I have someone that we are dating, then she got pregnant.
Okay.
When she got pregnant, hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm with you, Leia. I'm here.
So when she got pregnant, we are having issues with the family. This one don't marry her, this one. But actually, we are cohabiting together. We stay together.
Okay.
Then luckily for her, she got a US visa. Then she left the country. She left the child with me. The child will be like 3 years old then. Then she left the child with me and her home mother. The three of us stays together. Later, her mother left the country. And the child was with me. So, I raised the child alone for like 3 years. That time, I used to drive Uber. I would take the child to school, run around Lagos. They be calling me, hello, come and pick your child. It's late. I may be on the island. Rush back to the mainland. For good 3-4 years, I was doing that. So it boils down to, we have baby mamas, we have baby dadas. I can't leave the child. There is no where I can take the child to. And the child was with me.
Yeah.
So it's not that we don't have baby dadas, but it's just as if women like to, they seek empathy. And when situation like that arise, they want everybody to know that only happens to women, but no, it happens to men too.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you called. I'm glad you shared your story. Thank you so very much. Abiola is on the line, also holding on. First time caller. Hello, Abiola.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, welcome.
I was listening to the topic.
Yes.
And I don't really know how to arrange my thoughts about a single motherhood, baby mamahood, widowhood, and divorcee and whatever. Baby mama to me, hello?
Yes, I'm with you.
Baby mama to me is a deliberate decision of a lady to get pregnant and without any thought of getting married to the man at all. Very rampant in black America. Very rampant. You get pregnant without any thought at all of getting married to such a person. Single mother, they might have that desire. Probably they were living together or they were in a relationship, you know, hoping to get married and got pregnant and somehow, all the every circumstances that you can think of, parents disagreeing, you discovering is something else, he discovering she's something else, and the pregnancy is there. The rape cases, like one caller called just now, we have such cases.
Yeah.
Whether the she knows the man or not,
yeah,
she automatically becomes a single mother, not a baby mama.
Yeah.
So baby mama, when you are saying that it is like a label, it's like a tag. There are some women that actually say they want to be baby mama. They don't want to be married at all.
Yeah. They
those
choose
are baby
it.
Mamas.
They choose
they
it.
They are different from single mothers.
Right.
And
thank
they are
you.
Also different from widows. I am a widow.
Okay.
Then somebody says, are you a single mother? I say, no. He said, what's the difference? I said, the difference is that I was married. I can show you his grave. But the single mother will tell you the man is alive. He can show you where he is. It's a big, big difference.
Thank you very much for clarifying that for us. I mean, that's why we're here. Kingsley's on the line from Surulere. Hello, Kingsley. Is Kingsley still there? Okay, I think not. I see who's here. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, good morning. Welcome to Table Talk.
Good morning. God bless the last caller. She just said exactly what I have wanted to say. I just want to put one more thing. It's a conscious effort for a lady or a woman to say she wants either a celebrity or somebody who is well-to-do or somebody who is married to have a child for that person. That's who a baby mama is. And just as you said, it's common among black people. Either the black Americans, now it is now happening here in Nigeria. If you check, it's among the celebs. Some people just say they want to become baby mama. It's different from a woman who sees age is not on her side again, and she wants to just have a child. That one is a single mother. It's different from somebody who consciously says, I want to be a baby mama. Of course, now the father is a celeb, and she knows she's
a rich person.
From that person. You understand? Somebody like as you are now, do you know somebody, if your husband is very rich, a lady can just say, I want your husband to just let me just be pregnant for this man. So that in the man's will, I will have something. That's a baby mama. It's different from somebody, circumstances made you, your relationship, and something happened, or you were once in a relationship, and you know the man is not good, and you leave yourself, and unfortunately, you become pregnant. That is different
from
baby mama. Please,
thank you very much.
They are being libel. They did that to themselves. Thank you.
All right. So now that we're drawing a line, and I'm really glad that men are also calling single fathers who have had to, even nurture babies from when they were tender. I'm glad they were able to also call in the show today. So as usual, you know, the show is in two parts. So we're having a second part next week, Monday night at 10. So all of you who fall in this description of baby mama, according to my listener, which is that you made a deliberate, conscious decision to have a baby by yourself without getting married, either with continuous involvement with a man or by detaching yourself from him, I'd like you to call me next week. Let me take a comment or two from YouTube. Chinedu Agu says, I'm old school. Corazon says, men are called baby daddies now. Yeah, I know they're called baby daddies. I'm saying that it's not so common. That's what I mean when I say that do we have. I don't mean there isn't at all. I mean that it's not common. All right. Abiola Ali also says, as baby daddy, yes. Chinedu Agu also says, you also cannot deny that we have baby mamas because of financial reasons. It's evident in the music scene, NBA, sports. You've heard stories of them deliberately busting condoms and lies about birth control. So they do it deliberately. Okay, let's talk about that next week now, shall we? Because I really need to go now. It's been a fantastic show. It would even be better next week, Monday night at 10 a.m. On this same dial. It's called Table Talk. Here we break the tables, have the toughest conversations that affect women and the men in their lives. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. After this is the news, and then the Techers will be here to give you a cool drive from 10 to 12. At 12 is Sunnyside, 3 is Hard Facts, 7 p.m. is Sport. We have the Night Roll with Ada and Daddy Freeze. It's all ongoing throughout the day and throughout the night. I'm on social media as Wemimo Sports. Love you guys. See you tomorrow at 5 a.m. Don't be late. Bye now.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.